Lake Effect continues on WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tine.
And I'm Bonnie North. There are a number of organizations and agencies in the greater Milwaukee area that hope you might consider adopting a pet, a rescued dog, a stray cat, maybe even a bunny that didn't work out in a family home after Easter. But it's a much larger ask that the Federal Bureau of Land Management is making this weekend.
The Bureau is responsible for thousands of wild horses that still exist in this country. And every so often, the BLM actively looks for homes for these animals in places like Mequon, where an adoption event is happening Friday and Saturday. Martha Malik is the public affairs specialist for the BLM's Northeastern States District based in Milwaukee. Welcome to Lake Effect.
Thank you.
Where do these horses that are up for adoption, where do they come from?
These horses come from the ranges out west, anywhere from Arizona, Wyoming, Nevada, but they roam on the ranges out west.
Well, and so the question I imagine a lot of people have is, how did we come to have this population of wild horses, and why is the BLM charged with their protection?
Well, we came to have this population of the wild horses because wild horses do not have any predators. They can double their sizes in every 4 years.
So their population can double every 4 years.
Yes, exactly.
And these are not, if I understand correctly, these are not wild horses the way, say, a moose or a mountain lion is wild. They are descended from once domesticated horses, but generations ago.
Well, they are still considered wild, and yes, they are descended from generations from horses that date back to the Civil War or horses that people let go on the ranges way back. And but they are wild, and they do require gentling.
Well, and so what was the law that basically put this under the category of things that the BLM does?
The law is the 1971 Wild Free Roaming Horses and Burro Act. That gives us the authority to manage, protect, and control wild horses and burros.
And do I understand correctly? One thing that the agency cannot do is these animals can't be euthanized, right?
No, absolutely not.
And so, given that, it makes sense that the Bureau is looking for people who are in a position where they can take care of them.
That is our job, to find potential adopters that are willing and able and that can afford to take care and love and give animals a home.
Do we have a sense for how many of these horses are out there?
On an average, as of March 2015, there's currently about 58,150, and that also includes the burro population as well.
Well, and so then let me ask the other question that probably comes to mind for many. If these horses come from ranges out west, why is a wild horse adoption going on in a place like Mequon?
Well, the Northeastern States District administers or oversee 20 states east of and bordering the Mississippi. So Wisconsin is one of our states. We hold these adoptions across the U.S., sometimes spontaneously, agencies out in the West, they are holding their adoptions as well.
What are the sort of requirements you demand of buyers?
The requirements to adopt an animal is that prospective adopters must have sturdy corrals that are 20 by 20 or larger, at least 6 feet high for adult horses, and at least 5 foot high for horses younger than 18 months, and also have a shelter directly attached to the corral. When picking up the animals, the adopters must provide a stock type step-up trailer. Ramps and side-by-side two-horse type trailers are not allowed. And of course, the adoption fee, which the maximum adoption fee is $125.
Now, you said these are wild horses that are in need of gentling, but have they had any kind of veterinary care up to this point?
Yes, they all have been examined by a veterinarian, and they will all have a good bill saying that they're ready for adoption.
But once beyond that, any gentling that goes on, and this is by gentling, we mean, you know, basically, if not taming, certainly making them less wild and able to able to deal with living someplace besides the range, that has to go on the part of the new owner, correct?
Yes, it does.
Is there any oversight that exists after an adoption has taken place to ensure that the people that adopt these horses are doing what they say?
Well, once the horses are adopted out to potential adopters, they do have an inspection of their facilities and the to see how the health is going with the animal. And they don't actually own the animal within 1 year. That's when they earn title to the animal. And then after that year, then they get the certificate of title to the animal.
So the first year is kind of a probationary period.
Exactly.
Do you ever hear about what happens after someone adopts a horse, how they're being, how they're getting along?
Yes, because there are a number of our adopters that have adopted animals in the past, and what they do is sometimes they bring some of their animals to some of our adoptions. They just kind of show them off and showcase them to the people that might be looking to adopt an animal or people that are just there visiting.
Do you have a sense for how many animals are up for adoption on this particular event?
The Mequon Holding Facility is a small facility, and at this present time, I don't know how many animals are going to be coming. But on an average, at a normal adoption, we usually try to present about approximately 40 animals for adoption.
Do you generally get a pretty decent amount of interest in a place like Wisconsin?
We do get a pretty decent representation at the adoption and people that are looking to adopt an animal on an average. Right now, the way that the economy is going and difficulties in finances and taking care of an animal, normally we're adopting out about half of our animals, maybe close to half.
And the half that does not get adopted, does it go back to the range?
What they do is, no, they go back to the holding facility.
Okay. And they are there until they're adopted?
And they are there till they're adopted, yeah. Most often what they do is they go back to the holding facility, they're rested, and we get them ready for another adoption.
Well, very good. Martha Malik, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you so much.
Wild horses couldn't drag me away. Wild, wild horses will ride them someday.
Martha Malik is Public Affairs Specialist for the Northeastern States District of the Federal Bureau of Land Management in Milwaukee. You'll find a link to more about the BLM's wild horse adoption efforts in Mequon this Friday and Saturday at WUWM.com.